My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Monday morning edition of encouragement and prayer wrapped around some time that I've spent with God. This morning, as I continued through the Here Am I devotional journal, today's topic is about being called both according to God's purposes, but also being called for His purpose. And I believe the Bible teaches a lot about the purposes of God for us and what His purpose is in our life. And so many times we struggle in life trying to determine, what is my purpose? Do I even have a purpose in this life? And it can be a downward spiral when we begin to compare ourselves to others and consider how their purpose looks according to us, if ours doesn't measure up to what we think it ought to. But what I've discovered is that typically God's purpose for you and I as individuals will revolve around some aspect of making Jesus known and bringing glory to our Father in heaven. And when we grasp that, when we begin to pursue those holy purposes of God, we discover that we too have a sacred calling, a sacred purpose in the midst of everyday life. That when we begin to see everyday life, the things that we do on a day-to-day basis as making a difference, because we're making Jesus known and we're bringing glory to our Father in heaven. What an incredible world this would be. What an incredible community that we would live in. What an incredible church family that we would be a part of if every believer took seriously every morning, would remind themselves that my purpose today is to make Jesus known and to bring glory to my Father. Would the things that we say, would the things that we post online, would the way we treat people, would the way we drive change? If that thought was constantly running through my mind, my purpose is to make Jesus known and to bring glory to my Father in heaven. You see, in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, filled with confusion and varying levels of restriction, and some areas starting to loosen up some of those restrictions to see what happens, and others that seem to be clinging to the idea of control. Again, I don't know the heart behind decision making. All I can comment on is the appearance that it gives. And as you and I know, appearances can be very deceiving. And so today, as you live life in the midst of this pandemic culture that we've found ourselves in, how will you live according to God's purposes? We love the verse out of Romans, God works all things together for the good of those who love Him and are called according to His purposes. Most of the time we see that verse on a plaque or posted somewhere, we see that first part, that God works everything together for good. And we miss kind of the qualification to it. For those that love Him who are called according to His purposes. To recognize that God's promise is that whatever is going on in your life today as a result of COVID-19 or as a result of anything else, when you seek to love God with your whole heart, when you seek to live according to His purposes, He'll work it out for your good. the downside for our human nature is we want that to happen immediately. We're not a very patient person. I often tell people, if you want to realize how impatient we are in a culture, just wait 2 or 3 seconds the next time you're at a red light and it turns green. Just pause momentarily before you go. I don't know that I would recommend that in today's angry culture. But you would soon find out just how impatient people are. And it's not just other people. It's people like me. It's people like you. And we may not respond in angry ways when we become impatient, but how many times have we called out to God because His answers have not arrived according to our timetable? How many times do we look to God and wonder where He is because we've not received what we've asked for in the time frame that we thought was appropriate? As I thought about that, I thought about my continuing prayer that God would wipe this virus from the face of the earth. Obviously, my desire is that that would happen weeks ago. And yet it hasn't. And yet I can still believe and be fully confident that God is working all things together for my good. Not because I deserve it, not because I'm a good person, not even because I'm a Christian and go to church, but because I love Him and I've been called according to His purposes. When we serve God wholeheartedly, we find that our desires begin to match His. The things that are important in our life begin to be transformed into the things that He views as important. And so we're able to let things go. We're able to release control of things that we thought were ours to have. We're able to recognize the good that comes from Jesus being made known, and the good that comes from us bringing glory to our Father in heaven. So today, as you look around, whatever that looks like, I know here in Indiana that restaurants are supposed to be able to open if they choose to, at limited seating capacity, but for inside service. Some may, some may not. It's a decision they have to make based on what is best and what they view they can best accomplish in serving people safely. But recognize that no matter whether businesses open or they don't, today or next week or whenever, as long as we continue to pursue God wholeheartedly, as long as we continue to live according to His holy purposes, He will do an incredible work in us and through us in order to accomplish those purposes. So be filled with hope today. Be encouraged that your purpose in life, in however that looks, whether it's on the job somewhere, whether it's at home caring for your children, whatever it is, God has called you to make Jesus known and to bring glory to Him. Let's spend some time praying today. Father, thank You that You are indeed a God who has called us to yourself to accomplish your good purpose and to accomplish your good works. Father, as we live life today, may we recognize the greatness of those seemingly simple purposes of making Jesus known and to glorify you. And Father, help us to see ways in our everyday life that we can do that. And Father, in the midst of these mixed up times of COVID-19, may we continue to see ways to live according to your good and holy and noble purposes. Father, whatever our day looks like, may the way we speak to one another, may the way we post on social media, may the way we act towards one another bring glory to you. May our witness for Jesus be both visible and heard. And may it also be desirable by those that see it and by those that hear it. Father, your Son Jesus told us that a new command he gives us to love one another. And it's always a fascinating phrase because it's been the command from the beginning. But he goes on and he says to love one another as I have loved you. And Father, help us to love others just as Jesus has loved us. Wholeheartedly, sacrificially, looking out for the good of others above his own. And may we claim and cling to that promise that the world will know that we are your disciples, that we are your children by the love we have for one another. So, Father, today as we live life, continue to teach us to love as Jesus loved. Continue to give us hope in the midst of a world filled with hopelessness. Continue to give us peace in the midst of a world filled with conflict. Continue to fill us with the presence of your Spirit in the midst of a world that's empty. Father, as we live with the fruit of the Spirit dwelling and being evident in our life, may it be those things that make Jesus known. As they spread from us to those that we contact. Father, just as we live in a time where so much fear surrounds the transmission of this virus, and so much uncertainty as to how long it lasts and how quickly it spreads and how far it can travel without someone carrying it. Father, may we be carriers of love. Those that transmit the love of Jesus to others. May his love spread so much faster and so much more thoroughly than what this virus has. Father, I do continue to pray that you would remove this virus in a way that you receive the glory. That those doing research on vaccines and treatments and ways to help would look to you and give you the credit for the answers you give. Father, for those who are struggling right now, I pray that you would fill the minds and hearts with hope and peace. Some are struggling because of the confusion that surrounds anything to do with this pandemic. Sources that look identical in qualifications, telling opposite stories. And so, Father, give us hearts of discernment to look beyond the surface, to understand more fully the heart of those who are giving information. Help us to be open to ideas that are not our own, but rather than a blind openness, may we be open through your Spirit to process accurately the things we read and the things we hear. Father, it is my prayer today for those families that are homebound, wishing that they could have greater interaction with others. May today be a day of joy, a day of celebrating life as a family. A day using the means that are available to them to not only encourage themselves, but to encourage others. Father, for those that are continuing to work and are feeling uneasy about the spread of the virus and their potential contact with it, I pray that you would fill them with a hope that only you can give. Father, I pray for those that are struggling emotionally, spiritually, physically. May they have the courage to reach out. First, to reach out to you and to reach out to brothers and sisters who can share the love of Jesus with them. Give us eyes to see the struggles that are taking place around us. Give us hearts that are moved to compassion, to care for those that are hurting. Give us minds of understanding of how people are processing the events around us differently from what we may do. May we serve one another in love. And may our love for one another be the shining light that shows Jesus to our communities and to our world. Father God, I pray that each one of us today would be encouraged, would be filled with hope, would know that we have been called by your purpose and for your purpose. And Father, instead of getting bogged down in the details of what that looks like, may we live life according to your purposes of making Jesus known and bringing glory to you. May Jesus be lifted up in everything that we do, everything we say. May we be encouragers of those who are lonely. May we be friends to those who are frightened. May we be help to those who are in need. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Monday morning edition of Encouragement and Prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. May God richly bless you today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.